On this week's episode of the Minnesota Rundown, we talk the one-year anniversary of the Minnesota Rundown podcast, hit on the Twin Cities Fantasy Football League and the potential collusion that has come up, recap the Vikings and other key NFL games, discuss the Twins heating up, hand out our social simp cards, and do boom and bust for the week. All that and more on the Minnesota Rundown.
This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by
10,000 Takes. 10,000 Takes.
Featuring JJ, the best damn journalist to ever do it.
10,000 Takes.
And Bossman, who runs the fucking company.
10,000 Takes.
10,000 Takes.
This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by
10,000 Takes.
10,000 Takes.
Hello, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown presented by 10,000 Takes. I want to plug a quick tidbit here. It is pretty much 1 year this week of our very first, the 1 year anniversary of our very first Minnesota Rundown episode ever, which was totally executed 100% perfectly. Nothing went wrong.
Not a single thing, no. Yeah, we did it through Skype, so naturally it was dog shit. I'm professional. We didn't have mics yet. We were using like iPhone headsets, you know, like the little mic that comes on it. And one of our four guys didn't have audio until after we realized the podcast was over. So, yeah, really good start to the show for sure.
Really good start to the very first pilot episode of this wonderful podcast. You can find it on our YouTube or you could go back and listen to it, but it's more awkward. And we have video of it, the entire thing. It's like was the 9/17/2019 episode. And it's just awkward because we're talking, and you can tell we're talking to someone else, or someone else is trying to talk, and nothing.
Jake was still trying to be a serious journalist at that time, so he's like firing off all these stats about the Gophers, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, this isn't the fucking Athletic, bro.
Dude, it was bad. It was bad. If you go back and look back on those episodes, I'm just drilling off. I was literally recapping Gopher football games down to a fucking T. I was just like, and then Tyler Johnson had a great 14-yard catch with 6 minutes and 27 seconds left in that second quarter. It was like going off for 30 minutes, and I'm like, what in the – I'd be done talking about it. And I'd be like, I spent 20 minutes of this podcast just talking about nothing.
You can see me just fighting the urge to start yawning.
Yeah.
Just pages of the most irrelevant plays from the Gopher game on his laptop.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Taking notes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know. Like, when we first did that and I was like, oh, we're doing a podcast, I would literally have a whole notebook, two full pages of notes of the football. I'd have a basketball notes and stuff, go over basketball, because that was my niche, was the cover of the Gophers.
Jake thought I started a serious media outlet, when in all reality, this whole thing is the furthest from opposite of that.
And I think I kind of knew that, like going into like, oh, this is kind of like not as serious, but for some reason I was still like, thought I wasn't being serious when I was being totally fucking serious. I look back on it, I just cringe. And yeah, but yeah, it's a one year anniversary of our first episode, but now here we are a year later, not shut down, not dissolved, not blocked from the internet completely after all the crap we've gone through.
That is actually a miracle. And yeah, the anniversary of 10,000 Takes was like a week and a half ago, and we made it 1 year. We're in a studio, we got like 16 people. A couple videos on TikTok, like almost a million views. I mean, you know, we're doing some stuff, right?
We're doing something right. Another thing that's really exciting, I think that was something what was a great decision for us to do, was to bring a lot of different media groups together. As we mentioned last week, was the Twin Cities Fantasy Football League. Obviously, because it was the first week of the NFL season, and we had
a draft here, last week. I'll put it in a politically correct way. We got skull fucked in the face by Cities 97. So what's actually pretty crazy is that right now we're filming this on Monday night, right when the Monday night football game is starting, and we are projected 97.1 points, which is their exact radio. What is that, like the coordinates or
the radio station?
It's the frequency or whatever.
The
you
frequency,
want to call it.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's their exact frequency, which in my mind, there's something happening behind the scenes.
I can just picture in the league, like Nick Kroll's character, and they're collusion.
Yeah,
collusion. Yeah. I just see that all the way through, even though there's really no way to collude. It's just already rigged.
It's
in
week
the first
one,
week,
we already have conspiracy theories going out.
Is this a fantasy football league? If we're not ripping off conspiracies in the first week,
no.
Like it's so fitting. But I love, but well, as we're recording this, we still have maybe a shot. I mean, it's Monday night games are going on as of right now.
No,
so
we would need
Ben Roethlisberger to
tear his ACL during the warm-ups,
never play again, and James Conner to just like not play the rest of the game, but. It is what it is. It's only week one. We're going to come back next week better than ever.
Yeah, happens.
Man.
It's week one.
It's
early. I'd also like to point out the fact that Cities 97 was allegedly shit-talking us on the radio this morning. So all I got to say is, Allie, the next time you're having your show and we're playing you, give us a chance to rebuttal. I'll come on the radio and I won't swear, I promise. I know I can't do that on the radio, but I will keep it contained as much. I'll probably push the line of what I should say or what I shouldn't say.
You know, we can have a filter when we need to.
Absolutely.
We can tone it down anytime we want to. We just, decide to on here.
I need to put on my business mask. Yeah. I can put on a business mask and I'm a really good person. You'd be really surprised how well I can flip the switch from.
Oh, so you clean up well.
Yeah. Like, get you a man that can do both. Like, I'm the guy who will be swearing outside of Deja Vu at 4 in the morning after 20 beers. But
and,
you know
and
what?
Next day at work,
6 a.m. Sharp.
But if you want me to come to church with your family and meet all your aunts and uncles and shake hands and tuck in my shirt, you bet I'll be there.
So,
ladies, there's just another pitch to date Boss Man.
There's a pitch. But I also want to say I think it was super fun actually doing the draft. Like, we were live streaming the draft from our studio here. And it was just so funny, too, because we brought up, too, and I forgot about it. But, we didn't witness it because me and Zooch were in here. We went and got a beer across the street, and it was just Boss Man and Bubba in there.
Awkward.
And Bubba's just talking shit like they don't know how to draft shit.
He goes, no one here does not know how to draft football. It was like
in here knows jack shit about football. None of them.
It was a sentence that was put together by like a first grade brain,
which is a normal grammar from Bubba, but it made no sense. And you asked him like, "All right, who would you draft?" Like Mike Evans.
I go, he's got 20 people to compete with, and Tom Brady hasn't even played a game since last year. Like what?
And he's injured.
Yeah, and he didn't even. He got like 0 points.
He didn't play. He was injured. He was out. He was out week one. And it was funny because you asked him, "What are the players you?" It was like we were 6 picks into it at that point, and the one player he had picked out of it all was, for some reason, Mike Evans. Which
surprised he didn't say Case Keenum. He's a big Case Keenum guy.
Yeah, he's. I'm surprised he didn't actually talk about Case Keenum. Like, cause last year it was like every week during football and during fantasy, it was Case Keenum. He needs to come back home. And I'm shocked that that was the first thing that came to his head. So he's just like, Mike Evans.
You caught him in a trap. You know,
like,
in like elementary school when they're like, all right, I'm going to show you a picture. And you say the first thing that comes to your head I was like, who should we have picked? And he's like snapped his finger, like Mike Evans. He could have said like, oh, Michael Thomas, maybe, you know, someone in
the
top 10.
And there were players like we were. Deciding on
Saquon was
our
first pick.
Right.
That's a great
pick. That was
pick.
The only pick that we were like, yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we were talking to everybody in the room, and where was Bubba during all this? Not saying a word.
Smashing NA beer cans
on his head.
Like a fucking fraternity boy.
Yeah, and that what was funny, too, is that was like his initiating like energy into that because he was just pretty much sitting on the chair doing nothing. He's like, want to see something viral? Like, no, we don't know what you're going to do.
No, yeah.
Smashes that on his head. He's like, woo! And he's just calling people, you know, all these explicit, terrible words. And then he goes on my laptop where we were drafting. I'm like, oh, no. You need to get the hell out.
Yeah,
and he's like, here's what we need to do, motherfucker. And we're like, no, just get off.
Bubba having access to our fantasy draft is like putting a monkey into the White House and giving him access to the nuke codes.
It's exactly what it is.
It's not good.
That's just not happening in any world whatsoever. That was not going to happen. Also, I'm pretty sure I was sitting on the casting couch, which is what you guys are sitting. By the way, it's a podcasting couch, couch for short. The casting couch. I was sitting on the casting couch, and I could feel like beer spray all the way from like across the studio. And yeah, it's like a janitor closet sized studio, but that's still a pretty good radius for like. NA beer that was in the bottom of a can that like bounced off his forehead. I don't know how the fuck it happened, but it was disgusting.
Long story short, it's what we call an episode out of Bubba's where he just gets in these random flares of energy and weirdness, and
you know
it's unpredictable.
Better, you know, something that would have been viral if he would have actually, you know, gotten tased or did anything
he says he's gonna do, or told the truth one time in his life.
Telling the truth for him, he would blow up, man.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, maybe take people out to expensive steakhouse that you promised a free dinner for.
It's like 4 months down the road here. After that happens, at the end of May.
Like, Jesus. It's like almost 4 months now.
Or tweeting about getting surgery and then not getting surgery. Dude, I think that man would go as far as to like pretend he was like in the Make-A-Wish Foundation by like shaving his head. Like you always see that in like Family Guy or like It's Always Sunny.
He wants to meet his favorite player.
Yeah, like a cancer scam. Like he would totally do that. He's a pathological liar.
He's a sociopath. You'd actually believe it.
Yeah,
like, you actually believe he had whatever you said.
Yeah. No.
He probably would know, but he's just either that or he would generally know what he's doing, and he's I don't fucking care.
He'd smoke like 2 packs of Marb Reds, and then he'd be like, "Oh, my lungs hurt. I have cancer." Then he'd like shave his head and be like, "All right, Kirk, when are we going to dinner?" It's like, right. What? No, that's not how that works. It's not how that works.
This is my favorite thing about Bubby. He doesn't even tag people in the tweet. He'll just be like, "Yeah, what? Let's get this going."
Yeah, he'll just tweet at Kirk Cousins and say, "When are we going to Pizza Ranch? Yeah. I have cancer."
Yeah,
like he thinks he's that big of a deal.
Yeah, something like that.
But
you guys think we're kidding? That's probably what would go down.
No, seriously, I was just picturing when we were talking about that, like that episode of South Park where Cartman fakes to be like handicapped and have a disability to enter the Special Olympics. Where he completely gets his ass handed to him, but he felt like he could have in the episode, you know, beat him.
He felt like he was going to win the whole thing, so he could win money or whatever.
Yeah. But Alex Bubba would do shit like that, and not even care about any effect or negative effect it would have or impact on anybody else. Yeah, he's still not getting tased. But yeah, he's bitching about our team, and I think it's week one. I think we did well. We had a good draft for what pick we had. We had number 2, and I didn't see any main issues with the roster. And
no,
Bubba just has to find. He has to disagree with us. That's it. It doesn't matter.
That's a lot of people. They just want to disagree with whatever the popular opinion is, and they're right because
Ooh, hey, segue.
Uh oh.
Speaking of disagreeing, our favorite football teams are playing this week.
The Colts and the Vikings.
The Indianapolis Colts play. So that, for those of you who don't know, I'm a Colts fan. There's a long story behind it. Anyways, we don't have time for that. That's neither here nor there. But every 4 years, the AFC South and the NFC North face off. So we get to play all your teams, including the Packers, the Vikings, the Bears, the Lions, the whole gang. And this week we got the Vikings, and it's at Lucas Oil, right? Which just doesn't mean shit.
They're actually allowing 2,500 fans.
I guess some crowd noise is better than no crowd noise.
It's not like an empty nest like US Bank Stadium was.
You know, well, Dalvin Cook wants them to actually turn it up. He said that it was way too quiet.
It'll be interesting because both of us were feeling a sad boy Sunday yesterday. Yep. Rhodes is not good. He got traded to the Colts. I spent all last year making fun of him on this show, and then the Colts picked him up, which is probably what I deserve. But then I doubled down on it. I said, well, you know what? Minnesota sports effect. It's going to be one of those situations where he's old, but he leaves and he ends up being really good and having a second wind. No, he's still fucking terrible. He gave them like a 60-yard pass interference, which is basically a free play by just hugging the defender and then standing up and throwing his arms in the air.
His chain is just flying around.
Last year, especially.
And then he just blows another coverage and gave Gardner Minshew like his third touchdown pass wide open in the end zone. And I'm like, oh my God, the roads are still open. No matter where the roads are, they're open.
And that's just not good because that's Jacksonville.
They don't have any receivers. So Jacksonville is awful, and we lost.
Not good.
Yeah, and Philip Rivers did that thing that I loved that he always did in, I guess, San Diego and L.A., where, like, he throws a pick, and, like, the defender catches it and instantly gets tackled, and then they cut back to Rivers, and his helmet's already off, and he's already on the sideline.
Yeah, I love it. Yelling.
It's always in a matter within, like, 5 or 10 seconds, and he's just already on the sideline. Yep.
Well, I think he realizes he's not athletic enough or, like, he's not angry enough to, like, make that tackle if he's the last line of defense on a pick. Like, he's just going to be like, you got it, bud. You made a good play.
Right.
And he's going to, like, wave him by as he goes to the end zone. So
he throws the pick, and he's like, oh, well, I'm out, and he just runs off the
field.
I'm not doing this.
Even if the guy hasn't even been fully tackled yet, Philip Rivers is already on the sideline with his helmet off, just like looking up at the scoreboard, just pissed.
Dude, he's just already like, well,
he did it twice yesterday,
waiting for the replay to come on, and be like, what did I do?
And Jake was here, and I'm like, helmet's off.
Yeah,
you were saying that before we were watching. Like, I just love how and with the Chargers, you always saw his helmet off right away, and then sure enough, he had a bad throw or a 4 and out or something like that, and his helmet's already off.
He takes it off before the play's even over.
I'm done. I'm so dumb with this shit. I can't do this shit anymore.
But you guys probably have plenty to talk about with your Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings? Go Vikings, am I right? Dude, that was I mean, it's week one. There's no preseason. You know, you can look in the analytics of everything with the defense and having rookie corners and not playing a lot. You're playing one of the most, you know, a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. But it's like, holy shit, you're giving up 43 points in a football game? I'm like, I'm sitting here watching, like, you know, Jack was right next to him. Like, how are you, what is this? Like, you're allowing, like, Rodgers throw deep downfield to wide open receivers, like, possession after possession. Like, it's not even, you're not even making the correct adjustments. And then you have people just like, and we'll get into this a little bit more, but you have people just like bitching at Kirk Cousins when literally, like, the defense is just blowing coverage left and right. It made no sense to me. But it was hard to watch.
And my biggest problem with the Vikings is they always want to have, like, they want to be a run-first offense, which it's fine. You want to be a run-first offense, but you got to establish your passing game as well. If you can't establish a passing game or a run game, what the hell are you guys doing?
You got to set
can't
the,
just continually
set
run
the tone
off
early.
Tackle into the fucking Zadarius Smith all day long. Like, you can't just do it all game. And then they get to the end of the game, and they score every single touchdown through the air. It's like, wow. You got a quarterback and you're paying him $28 million to fucking hand the ball off to the running back.
That's a McCarthy move.
Like, let's air the ball out. You got a quarterback that can throw. Hello. It just doesn't make any sense, dude.
Yeah.
It was same thing as last year in the playoff game and everything else. Just, you're paying your quarterback. Let him throw. Quit not trusting him. I just don't get it.
It was funny, too, because at one point when the Vikings were struggling, and it was like, I think it was almost like halfway through the second quarter, and it showed Kirk Cousins' stats, and it was like 2 for 2 for 32 yards. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And it's like, I felt like at that point I barely saw their offense. It took me to almost like the fourth quarter as a fan to be like, I finally feel like I've seen our offense play. Like, it was always three and outs, Kirk literally having 0.2 seconds to throw the football, and and surprisingly not fumbling it, which I feel like he normally would do. And it was just, I'm like, you gotta, you know, spice it up too. Even some of the pass plays, it was the same thing almost. It's like they can predict it. It was just bullshit. I'm like,
get Justin Jefferson on the field, please. Like, why is Olabisi Johnson our number two receiver?
Yeah.
Okay, so you trade your number two receiver, or technically number one in my opinion, and now you have a guy that he caught that ball in the fourth quarter, and like, he looked unreal. He caught it and got the first down. He was dicing in between players. I'm like, wow. Olabisi Johnson can't do that shit to save his life. He runs one route all the way down the field, and that's all he does, man.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I saw that catch. I think it was in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
with
was
Justin
so
Jefferson,
good.
Like
explosive.
The guy was gonna like the one of the.
It was over the middle too. I mean,
it was over the middle. He just stops and then speeds up,
and that's that
instantaneous.
It's
I'm like, this guy.
Quickness.
I'm like, who is that? That guy looks like he's so veteran or seasoned. I'm like, oh, that's Justin Jefferson. Wow, this
and that's
is going to be
football speed right there. Something everybody knows he has. Why the hell is he not on the field? Just let him play.
Yeah, seriously.
Olabisi Johnson ain't going to get you to the next level. Sorry, he's not. I'm going to be honest with everybody here.
He's fine as kind of like having as a depth receiver on the team.
Right.
He can make some moves, but it's like
being
be
a
number
two,
one guy.
On the field all the time?
Two, yeah.
Come on.
You guys also let Marquez Valdes-Scantling get 96 yards and
somehow.
One TD, even though he only caught like half the balls that were thrown to him.
Yeah, he had like that one across the middle where that was one of the few times, I swear, that we stopped him on third down. It was literally because Marquez Valdes-Scantling dropped the football right across the middle, wide open.
That could have been a touchdown. First down.
At least first down.
Later would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, and then he dropped one in the end zone, too.
That was so bad.
Aaron Rodgers probably just like, well, looks like I got to throw it to Davante Adams every single down of the game. That's it. Well, I feel bad for him, man. That guy could have thrown for 600 yards if he had three decent receivers.
Well, I was gonna say, like, I know that people are like, oh, well, we gave up the safety, and then we gave up the 14 points quickly in the end of the second quarter. You take those points away, which I hate doing that hypothetical shit, but you hear fans talking about it. Oh, it would have been a totally different game. It's like, dude, well, if the Packers, like you said, had more than Davante Adams, or if Scantling just caught one of those footballs, they would have had over 50 points, which is ridiculous to think about.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
it's
let's
pathetic.
Play the, yeah, let's not play the what if game, because both teams can go, you know, every game you can look at it and go, wow, what if that would have happened? Well, the other team has 10 other reasons.
And,
to go if that
and
happened,
no one no that. One has a worse what if as Detroit, because I think it was, I don't know if it was Kenny Golladay or who it was that was
dropped in, it right in the end zone.
Yeah, dropped it right in the end zone, wide open pass to beat
was it
the Bears.
Swift? Was it DeAndre Swift?
I'm not sure. All
I saw some memes on Twitter.
Must have been him then.
Detroit fans are like, they thought they won the game.
Like, yeah, they were celebrating. Yeah. And I thought they won the game. Jake and I were watching it in the studio, and I'm like, oh, game over. And then he brings it in and takes like one step, and it just falls out of his hands.
Yeah, and that's also wide open eight in the more end points zone. For the 10K fantasy team.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what we were rooting for. Stafford's like our.
What if that would have happened?
Yeah.
What if?
We would have had 10,000 points. 10K, 10,000
points.
We would
have had 10,000 points. There wouldn't be a conspiracy with 97, Cities 97 right now. But, yeah, that was annoying. That was annoying because, like, I mean, it's just annoying to watch it in general because, like, I don't hate the Lions and I want to see them beat the Bears in general, too. And you had this huge lead, and then you just see him, like, you catch a ball, and then all of a sudden you just see him drop it. Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, really disappointing. And then the next play, Stafford's running all over the field, and he just chucks it, like, out of bounds, and it's just game over. It's like, oh, okay, so that's what the Lions are going to do this year.
And they had, what would they have, a 20-6 lead or something like that, and they just blew it in the third or fourth.
The Eagles 17-0 lead.
And then the Eagles had a 70-0
against the Washington football team. I literally use that every single chance I get, the Washington football team, because it's just fucking hilarious that they couldn't find a name in time for the season. They had, like, all summer.
And they threw out some good names out there. They had, like, the Sentinels. Like, I'm like, that's a badass name. Just go with that for now, at least, and if you want to change it or whatever. And they just literally, like, no, we're not deciding on it because we're full of beer. It's probably some stupid bureaucratic process.
Yeah.
They have to vote on it. It's like, dude, no, just put something out to the fans and have them vote on it. Like, that's that
but
easy.
You can still play the Native American name. Just honor a tribe.
Yeah.
Don't use the word Redskin.
You don't have to use the word Redskins.
Pick a tribe. You can probably keep the logo almost or pretty similar.
Yeah.
And work with a tribe and pick a tribe and just ask if you can call it that. I mean, that was the same thing with the Fighting Sioux in North Dakota. You know, they just didn't get the tribe's approval and they didn't want to deal with Native Americans anymore. You know, they didn't want to go to another tribe. So they just changed it to the Fighting Hawks, which is fucking disappointing. But I mean, the Redskins, I think they're bigger, they have more power, they have more money. They probably could have pulled that off with an actual tribe and just kept the name, you know, change it from Redskin, because that's a horrible word. But
yeah, it's not even like, yeah, terrible. It's not even talking about like a tribe. So, yeah, so they could easily
Sentinels
utilize.
Or the, they could have taken the Sioux for all we know. And that
I know,
if
they
would have
worked, they would have worked with. Yeah, they have the resources and money to do it.
That's
they
what I'm
they
saying.
They could have took the time. I think it was just laziness.
Yeah, absolutely.
In general. Did not come up with a team name by now. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it literally makes no sense.
They're also probably trying to play into meme culture and being like, well, maybe more people will talk about us if we stick with a stupid basic ass
right.
template
Washington
name.
Football team, because we're talking about them right now. I mean, it's
their end zone.
That's
are
the point.
Thing ever.
You know, we'd never talk about the Redskins if it weren't for this. So you know what? Bravo to your marketing department.
Nope. And you know what? I could just see like 6 months down the road, we have revealed the new team name for Washington Football Team. We have revealed we're sticking with just Washington Football Team.
Yeah.
It has given us more traction over the last six months than anything before. So
we're selling more jerseys now.
Dude, it would be funny if, like, because now they're 1-0. They came back from 17-0, and they just go off and have, like, one of their best seasons in years.
Who's their quarterback?
As the Washington
is
football.
It Dwayne Haskins? Dwayne Haskins,
Dwayne Haskins, and then
Haskins?
Yep, yeah. And then, I mean, I don't even know if Keenum's still with them. Is he? I have no idea. It doesn't matter.
He's,
but then
he's like the backup punter now.
You mean the best quarterback in the history of the Minnesota Vikings isn't on a team right now?
Yeah, Bubba.
Bubba would be disappointed. Why is he not on a team?
Wow.
And then I think Alex Smith is technically on the roster now again.
He has to be the backup. Case Keenum is not backing up over that guy.
No.
Even with a blown out leg, Case Keenum ain't fucking backing that guy up.
You're backing up the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, that's this whole thing. It just befuddles me. Well, the Washington football team keeps playing, but overall we'll see how the Vikings-Colts, because Bossman, you're a big Colts guy, and then obviously, well, we're you know, right now centrally based Minnesota company. So, I mean, it's Vikings against Colts. So we'll see what happens. I think they're underdogs right now.
We're 3-point dogs, but if Rhodes is really that bad.
Yeah, I would.
Cousins' knowledge of him.
I would. I
go towards him every time.
Yep, and I was going to say, you guys know who that guy is and how bad he is. I'd use it to your advantage. I'm also going to say that after seeing how many points Valdes-Scantling had, I'm excited to see the Colts wide receiving actually pop out, because I think Hilton's going to run circles around your corners. That's neither here nor there.
So it might balance out. So I think
also,
it's a competitive game.
Jonathan Taylor, it's very nice to not root against him for the first time in my life. He's actually went off last week. He's looking pretty good. Marlon Mack got hurt week one. That was a good draft pick by us. or me in one league, I drafted him. He got hurt week one, but we drafted Jonathan Taylor, who now is a starter for Indy and gets all the touches. So
looked very
him,
good.
Him and Hines are switching off.
And I actually was more the points one for that, us. Said not to take Mack, if you remember, in the late rounds.
Good
I said
call.
Should probably
good,
not take
good,
him.
Good call. Yeah, he got injured.
You should have taken Hines. He got, for God's sake.
I know
that guy went.
Yeah,
Nadeem
Hines.
He's a solid running back.
He's a really good like bench running back.
Right.
And after yesterday, he might be like a starter.
Yeah. No. He's so, it must have been explosive. I mean, an 88 yard receiving touchdown.
That was
and
like
12 yard.
That was
rushing.
So the first play of the game was when Mack got hurt, and then Hines had the touchdown in the second.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Wow. And we still lost. So, there you have it.
Garner Minshew.
Porn stash.
Yeah, dude.
He's too cool. I can't hate that guy. He's way too cool.
That guy's sweet, dude.
He just has an attitude about him where it's like,
he's like the real-life Uncle Rico.
He doesn't seem like he's like he's not like a cocky douchebag. He just kind of has like, Uncle Rico vibe on him. Like, I'm just a whatever chill dude. I got a porn stash going, and I'm low-key, like, no one knew of my name last year,
ago. Probably went home and smoked some weed out of an apple or something. He's... played some poker. I mean, I don't even know what guys with handlebar mustaches do other than have sex on camera. So,
yep.
Personally, that'd be interesting. But we should move into baseball because the Twins are actually not disappointing us in like our football teams. Do you guys like that segue?
Well, I was going to say.
Fucking crushing it today.
Yeah, that was a good segue. I'm like, we got to get off non-Minnesota talk. We got to get off this Colts bullshit. We need to start talking about some good Minnesota team play right now. The Twins, I think they've won like their last 10 of 12 games.
They are.
Or something like that.
They're
on a tear right now.
They're looking like a playoff caliber team.
As soon as they got Donaldson and Buxton back. It was over for the rest of the league, man.
Okay,
kidding.
Josh Donaldson came back, this guy that we're paying a shit ton of money, we're like, where is he? We're saying, like, where the hell has he been? I know he was injured, and as soon as he comes back, just, I think, the first game back, just home run, went off, double, RBI, and ever since, he's just been on tear, and then our pitching just... as bad as they were looking, a relief pitching, they just
they've been holding
dude,
steady.
Our starters are so nice. I don't care what anybody says.
Dude,
I love our starters.
Yeah, no,
staff.
The starters are great. It's the relief pitching that's a little shaky. But I do like to point out the fact that Romo is a relief pitcher, and he can psychologically get into the other team's head to the point where they want to start fights. So, I mean, maybe that's what we do with New York, and we get Aaron Judge to take a swing on him and then get suspended.
And then we play that
card. We don't
even
need to worry about him taking a swing. That guy's not even healthy enough to stay on the field for more than three games.
That's true. That is true.
He might not even be playing anyway.
He's soft as pillows. He's glass. So.
Him and Gian, they signed Stanton. I don't know the exact numbers. I know they signed him for like 2 or 3 years, and I don't even think he's played like fucking 50 games for him. Mm. He's literally been there 2 years and been injured the entire time. So, yeah, well.
You know, speaking of Carlos Stanton, when they were playing the Mets, they were doing like a scrimmage thing, and ESPN was like showing videos of him like working out from his like penthouse apartment, and they just kept cutting back to it. Like, this guy's doing squats, and it got to the point where the switchers stopped switching to that, and the announcers, no fucking shit, are holding up videos of his Instagram story in front of the camera, being like, God, look at those calves. I'm like, this guy is aroused right now. Yeah.
They love it.
We got Chris Collinsworth doing some of this announcing here.
Here's a guy.
His calves are just something. I would do anything to have those calves. Just weird, creepy shit like that.
Remember when he was talking about like Aaron Andrews' cardboard cutter,
Michelle Tafoya? It was
cardboard
so weird.
Cutout, and he goes, "She gets better every year."
Yeah, she gets better. She is looking very good, or something to that extent. We're like, what the hell are you,
dude.
Chris? Oh, dude, don't do that, dude. Oh, dude, it was just so cringy, though. It's like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, we see stuff like that where, like, let's just focus on the game. That's not me talking about someone's calves. And they just keep cutting to it. It's so weird.
Seriously, dude. It's some of these announcers, dude. You can tell they get, like, you get Troy Aikman and you get the Cowboys, you get Joe Buck and Aaron Rodgers. Like, we're joking, but it's not a joke. Like, these guys are legitimately horny for these players.
Dude,
I don't get why they attach
to.
It's really not hard to, like, not be biased towards people, yet it seems like every announcer finds a way to fuck it up.
Dude, they fucking love Aaron Rodgers, to tell you that much.
I don't, and it's like, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is like has a secret like partnership or deal or pays them in some capacity because it's these announcers find a way to bring up Aaron Rodgers for almost no reason.
He'll make a 5-yard slant pass to his receiver, and they're like, nobody in the league could make that throw. Yeah. Not a single other.
He was one of the greatest.
Yeah, not
look at his slant passers in the league.
Not KG Milton, the quarterback for East Detroit High, could have made that pass. Right. But you know, I thought of a theory in the meantime. Is Aaron Rodgers? You know, obviously he doesn't talk to his family, so he doesn't go to their house on Christmas. He probably spends Christmas Day at Joe Buck's house.
Yeah, he might, honestly.
Joe comes downstairs and Joe Buck comes downstairs and Aaron Rodgers is sitting in his plaid Packers pajama pants, crisscross applesauce, saying, "Time for presents, Joe." Yeah. "Aaron, you're up early."
"Aaron, you're up early."
And then you get a knock on the door, and it's Troy Aikman and Dak Prescott, who are like, "Hey, boys, you enjoying the party?" Like,
"Come on in." I get to see Joe Buck. "You're not wearing what I told you to wear, Aaron." Some weird shit like that. Oh my gosh!
Where are the compression shorts?
Yeah, I was just about to say, go upstairs, put on the tank top and compression shorts.
Go
put on the NFL draft combine outfit and get
dressed. I bought you
downstairs.
Troy Aikman looks at Dak, and Dak is wearing it, and he goes, "Ah, you better learn a thing about parenting from me, Joe." And then Joe just gets all heated.
There's like
Christmas at Joe Buck's.
Christmas at Joe Buck's. That would be like a show or a skit to film. Or something.
It's like those guys who do the animated quarterbacks bit. They could easily pull off that.
Oh yeah, easily.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, that would be something interesting to think about of what goes on at Christmas if Joe Buck.
I don't know how the hell we got there, but
I'm wondering. I don't know how we got there, but it's funny. Whatever. But yeah, circling back to the Twins, of course, doing really well right now. I'd love to see the energy, especially out of Sergio Romo. We'll hit on that here in just a bit. But they're playing the White Sox this week, so they have a chance to, in a 4-game series, actually come back a little bit.
Got
to
win the division.
You got to win the division.
Tonight's probably the biggest game.
Knowing our luck, though, it's funny because knowing our luck, we could get the first seed in the AL, and then the Yankees will have just a terrible year, but just enough to get into that eighth seed, and then we'll play them in the first round and lose.
Well, see, we were saying that last week when they had been losing a bunch, but they just swept the Orioles this weekend, and I think they're at least 3 or 4 games clear now of that last seed, so we're safe. If we can just lock down that number one seed, we won't play the Yankees.
We'll play some of those bubble teams.
It looks like they're actually going to get the 5 seed, and
we'll be stuck in the middle with them, and we'll just get absolutely bulldozed.
They're actually so injured right now. I would take the Yankees right now. But if it was 3-4 weeks from now, I don't think so.
I don't know. I'd still hesitate to say, knowing the Twins' luck, to be like, I would take them right now and say take them on right now in the first round playoff series, we would find a way to lose.
We're talking about the franchise that hasn't won a game since I was 4 years old.
It was 2004. And I think funny thing, too, is I was curious. I think we were curious about it, and we looked it up the other week. And the last time they won a playoff game was in the 2004 ALDS against the Yankees.
Yeah, it was game one. They had a game two lead in the 11th inning, and I can't remember what happened, but I think it was a walk-off home run.
Derek Jeter.
Joe Mauer had hit that ball down the line. They called it foul. It was completely fair, foot and a half fair.
Yeah.
That changed the entire franchise.
That's the curse of the Yankees, man. We were up 1-0 in the series. Torrey Hunter had hit that home run or whatever. We looked like we were going to win game two and be up 2-0 going back to Minnesota. Happened, and we lost the next three and haven't beat him since.
It's like the Paul Bartman curse.
Yeah.
Or Bartman, that guy out in Chicago who basically fucked the Cubs over.
What was that guy? Yeah, was it
Chuck Knobloch?
The guy in Boston.
He had a rough...
And that started a curse, too, because they didn't win the World Series for 30, 40 years after that. Not 30, 40.
We should stop saying the C word so much. Yeah, I really hope that's not true.
Well, because Minnesota's just cursed in almost every damn
the
sport.
Fucking Super Bowls.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true. Yeah. Our impact spreads beyond baseball.
Super Bowls.
Stanley Cups, we've also lost every single one.
Terrible management of our hockey teams
and
for no reason.
Don't bring up the Lynx right now, and you can call me a misogynist. I'm sorry. I don't care about basketball. I really don't care about basketball in general. The Timberwolves are dead to me, for sure.
They suck.
So this isn't about men and women. This is about basketball. I don't care about the Timberwolves until they're good. I'm actually hoping they sell the team so that I can start rooting for the Bulls.
Or if they move to Seattle, you can root again for a rebooted Supersonics team.
True, that'd be dope.
That'd be cool.
That'd be dope.
Seattle does need to get a basketball team. I don't know if they would be you know, obviously the Timberwolves, or they would sell it out there. But
Seattle,
I mean,
and Vegas need to expand in the NBA. I think that'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know why the NBA hasn't actually expanded. Because what do they have, like 30 teams right now?
Yeah,
they
could
easily go two more.
32. That's a pretty even number.
They could easily go 32. Get Seattle. Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make. At least Seattle doesn't have a team now. Las Vegas is proving themselves as a viable sports market.
Yeah.
Get them a damn team, for gosh sakes.
Hey, that's two more teams that could beat LeBron, though, in the playoffs.
Oh, true. No, yeah. You know that they'd need to consult LeBron if they want to do an expansion
team.
Hey,
LeBron, can we put a team in Seattle now?
He'd be like, well, how would the kids feel about that? They're like, dude, what kids are you talking about? And he goes, I don't want to do it. And they're like, all right, we got to listen to him. He's like half the revenue of this entire fucking league. Okay.
Before they actually consult with like NBA and owners and stakeholders and all the people that would actually
and then the NBA the NBA asks him that, and he says no, and then he looks at like the commissioner looks at like the Lakers owner and he's like, can you believe this guy? And the Lakers owner's like, just go with what he says.
Just go with it. Seriously, that's exactly what would happen though. That might be a reason or a conspiracy as to why they haven't expanded to 32 teams, which is America's most popular league and one of them, and it's or most revenue generating league, and it doesn't have 32 teams like the NFL.
In really big popular cities, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Like Seattle could easily have a team.
You got
make money.
You got like three teams in Texas.
Yeah,
two teams in Texas, but you don't have
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Move
are you fucking kidding me?
You think about like teams like markets that have
Milwaukee
NHL teams.
Even. I mean,
oh, Milwaukee. Yeah.
Milwaukee.
No shit.
Dude, you think about teams that have some of these cities that have NHL teams. Like San Jose would probably be a better city to have an NBA team than Charlotte.
NBA is three teams in California. You're telling me you can't put one in Vegas, one up north, or one out east?
You could throw a little cheap shot at Gabe Linder. I mean, the Pacers. I mean, gross.
Yeah,
Indiana.
Come on.
Yeah,
gross. They've been terrible for years.
Gross, man. We don't need that shit. We don't have any time for that.
Get the Pacers out the league.
Get out of here. Well, I feel like we're talking about just stupidity.
Yeah.
So let's go into the social simp bit, and we can all
hey,
kind of
nice
give a
segue,
our,
dude.
Was that a good segue? We're super hyper aware of our segues, and I love it.
I know.
Like last week, we probably spent like 5 minutes on segues.
Well,
it was
the Bar Down Beauties. One of them just goes nice segue, and we're
like yeah, was it good? I think
was that good.
We're not the greatest at segues, and we went out for like 5 minutes on it.
Yeah, about segues, segueing into segues.
We're not about to do that this episode.
Segueception. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Segueception is just like irreversible, just
Twilight
loop.
The Twilight Zone. You're just stuck in the world of segues. There's no formal communications. It's only segueing.
Imagine if you will. But anyway, let's not do that again this time.
Happy 1 year anniversary of the
Rundown.
Happy
1 year anniversary. Nothing's really changed. Maybe some of the setup and stuff, but we're still just a bunch of morons.
Pretty much.
But anyway, the social simp. So pretty much go around, give our pretty much hand out what we call, you know, the simp card to whether whoever could be on social media, a dumb person making dumb comments, dumb tweets. Whatever you want to do. Zoot, you want to go first?
All right, yeah. My social simp of the week is going to be the Indians social media team on Twitter, because they're sitting out here as we're, you know, beating them in the second game of the three-game series, and they're trying to troll us because of our, you know, center field artwork. He's the artwork.
The Mini and Paul
sign.
Yeah,
they're making fun of our artwork, they said. But it's like, hey, buddy, didn't you learn from last year when Jenson Lewis is tweeting after getting the half-game lead above us, and we just, you know, continued to beat you guys into submission for the rest of the year until Miguel Sano hit the Grand Slam in, you know, Cleveland. And now this year you guys don't learn. We sweep you after you try to troll us again. It's like, just stop.
Cleveland's
stop trying to troll us. It's not going to work out for you guys. And it just keeps coming back to bite you in the ass every single year.
I would say that Cleveland's artwork is probably like murals of LeBron from like 2006. It's probably like the best they got.
Cleveland's
that city sucks.
The fan base is just I just love in general that they're going after us and we sweep them.
And the Indians, didn't they have like the lowest attendance record like in sports, or at least like
didn't they have
like
a 3-1 lead in the World Series and lose?
Well, so
yeah,
that too.
Why are you guys still talking?
I think there were years where like if you took the number of fans that went compared to the capacity of the stadium, they had like the lowest attendance rate forever.
Still, I'm pretty sure they
even
still
lower than Tampa Bay, which I swear to God, there's like 6 people that go to those games.
Like a decade ago, when the Indians were on their down, when they were doing bad, there was just jack shit at those games.
Yeah, it was
like,
bad.
It was just like, you almost would have felt like if you would take a game from 2010 and put it now, you wouldn't even know if it was this COVID or was this the 2010 Indians.
So many good jokes.
There's
out there
jokes with
that.
Tampa Bay too. You know, you can make, but I feel like Tampa Bay probably got more fans in their dome than that era of the Indians. I swear.
True. Yeah.
Now that you bring that up, like I totally remember those games then, and it was just looked dead empty out there.
Literally looked like the games do during COVID.
Yeah, so you wouldn't even notice.
Correct.
You totally wouldn't even notice. Yeah. Boss man, what is your social simp?
My social simp is some guy who's grading our TikToks. He's not doing anything but commenting just a letter grade. Like, and he's like A minus, C plus, like D minus. And what's funny is my parents got a hold of the grades, and I'm actually grounded. I'm not allowed to come to the studio after today, so this will be my last rundown for a while.
Got a report card. It's just not looking good. I just over the weekend, we put out a TikTok just like, someone commented on your post. It just C minus.
it's like, dude, I like what to make this post. I had to do some really crazy editing shit that like I don't even know if 95% of people would know how to do, and I just get a C minus. I'm like, this is just bringing me back to high school. I thought I was working hard, and I'm getting bad grades. It's like a fucking flash to the past.
It really is just a good bit though.
It's great. It's funny. Yeah, kudos to him. I think that's actually hilarious. Now excellent. That I look at it,
it's keeping us honest. It's like
a professional grader.
Best work there.
Or like one of those like really old dudes who like has this like super high standards for models, and like they post one picture where their stomach looks a little big, and he just puts like C plus on it. Like
that could be a bit for us Addison to do Ray. Just around the cities when Score North comes out with a take. We're just like, nah, that's Score, like a D minus.
Score North says a stupid thing on the radio, and then we're just like, you guys as a company have earned a D plus this week.
Yep, it's a weekly grade. K-Fan,
we could have
you
a
guys
weekly grade of the week. We made a C this week.
And someone goes, what authority do you guys have to do that? Be like, oh, see, we're the ones who commented, so that's why.
Yeah, so it's a comment. You can see the comment.
Say so.
Yeah. And we put a letter grade there, so it's official
just
now.
Be like, oh, I'm sorry, did anyone else grade you this week? I didn't think so.
Yeah, do you see any other grades? So we're the only valid grade. So, I mean, you got to deal with it at this point. Yep. We're the graders of Minnesota media. My social simp, I would think, would have to go to, in general, the Vikings fans Twitter, but there was like there's one specific one that I'm gonna pull up here in a sec where I mean there's a lot of Kirk hate, I think, in general that happens. You know, we've seen it the last couple years, when in reality I think majority of the shit that happens with, like, yesterday's game was the defense, the offensive line was kind of trash. You know, Kirk made one bad throw, but literally people just like try to blame the entire thing on Kirk Cousins, which makes absolutely no sense.
It's kind of like that picture with that guy riding the bike, and they like sticks the thing into the tire and it falls over. He's like, fucking Kirk Cousins.
Like Vikings defense, like, you could use. Well, I found this specific tweet, so we quote tweeted this guy's tweet. I think it was usage.
That was me.
It was through our main Twitter. But I thought it was hilarious because it was right after the Kirk Cousins safety.
Yep.
And literally, we wrote on our main Twitter, Kirk gets sacked 0.25 seconds after ball is snapped. Vikings fans, and we quote tweeted this Logan Scott dude on Twitter, no fucking awareness as usual.
I mean, dude, it was just snapped. I don't get it.
He snapped and he gets hit.
He turned around and got slapped in the face.
Yeah. On his backside. He wasn't looking that way. He was under center. He's not looking at the corner. Like, dude, come on.
He hadn't even made it like a full 180 degrees yet, and he was getting just fucked in the face.
He didn't have like a chance to like look downfield.
No.
And it's like, what? No fucking awareness.
And it was hilarious. Mike Zimmer, after the game, he came out and he said, someone, we're not going to say who, missed their block. And if you watch, Delvin Cook just slips out and tries to run her out. Delvin, we did not need you to go out there. Adam Thielen, if you watch from the back, wide open, untouched.
Well, I was going
to
say.
Not touched. All he needed was 1 second to get that ball here, and touchdown.
I'd say you give him a half more second.
Thielen's wide open.
Yeah,
man.
He's wide open.
Why are you running play action on the one-yard line?
Yeah.
That's asking to get a safety.
Well, I was going to say, like,
it really is.
Well, see, when I was kind of in the minority on that play, because I feel like it's not a terrible play call. You're trying to throw him off. You're trying to get something going. But you can't do that when you have an O-line like who we were playing, and you have Delvin Cook missing
saying.
The block.
It's not a bad play call. It's just bad execution.
It's bad execution, and knowing how our team had played up to that point, like, I was very concerned if they told me they're going to run a play action right there. I'd be like, no, don't do that. Just run it to Cook and go from there. And that was
I would have been fine with another handoff there. Just one more, get us another 4 or 5 yards out, and then it's a third and one from the nine.
And you can safely assume that they were going to blitz no matter what. So it's like,
just run
up the middle.
And that's what they're probably preparing, because obviously we just talked about you saw Thielen wide open. That's exactly what the Vikings want. But
I mean,
that was
probably the plan, right? A handoff, they all go to Cook, and then he rolls out to the right. Thielen, 99-yard touchdown. I mean, that would have been sick, but it just didn't work out that way. It
doesn't work out because our O-line is just doesn't
think. It was a great call from Matt LaFleur and the Packers. I mean,
because that was Jair Alexander.
A corner blitz, you do not see that coming.
That was a good call.
Well, I mean, you could say that Kirk Cousins got busted on that. Let's move into the boom and bust segment.
Nice.
Dude, we're just, dude, we're so fucking good at this
shit,
dude.
Dude, that was fucking sick, dude.
Dude, we're so fucking good at segues, dude. Ah, dead. Yeah, dead. Hell yeah, dude. Jesus.
But anyway, we just, we go off in random tangents here in 10K, and it's great because we're awesome.
No, nah, I always, we're not. I always say it. I think 90% of this company has ADHD.
I'd probably agree with that. And then the other 10% is just.
I definitely do. I forgot my boom and bust about four times while doing this, and they just keep coming back into my head. Because yeah, like, we'll start talking about something else. You're like, oh fuck, what's my boom and bust?
You know, Zooch. Typically, that's why you write shit down.
Yeah, I know.
You know, dude, can I say something?
God,
never
dude,
mind.
Shut the fuck up,
dude. Shut the
fuck dude. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But anyway, boom and bust. Guys, for anybody just listening in, we just give our boom. We go around, give our boom of the week, the positive thing that happened, you know, either personally or in sports, whatever, bust, a negative thing that happened, something shitty, something stupid. But you know what, Boss Man, what is your boom and bust for the week?
Yeah, so my bust is the Democratic Party. No, I'm kidding. No, my boom is Sunday drinking because it's back. For whatever reason, typically, at least I don't drink on Sundays, but football comes back, and I'm like, oh, so I have to start drinking on Sundays now.
Yep. Naturally.
Especially when Philip Rivers throws, like, two picks, and we lose to the Jaguars. But, yeah, I mean, it's back. You know, like, there's just nothing better than getting a little loaded on Sunday, and, you know, which leads to my bus, and you end up at Pizza Ranch. You eat your fucking body weight there, and you look around, and actually, I had someone in my head, I think it was me, just screaming, you're a fat bitch. Because I just loaded up like four plates full, and literally you drink like 10 beers, you do that, and then you go home and you sit on the couch and you're like, God, I hate myself.
Yep.
So that's kind of boom and bust is both caused by football coming back. It's a love-hate relationship.
But we went there. We went there all for the Kirk Cousins bit. It was like, that's Kirk Cousins. Well, at least last year he was sponsored, so that's the only reason we went there. And Kirk Cousins, I guess, advertisements worked on us because we went there and. But ended up feeling a shit. And we're in there like, no way Kirk Cousins ever ate here.
No.
There's no way you can be an NFL quarterback and even eat this once a month.
You just feel intestinal discomfort like 20 minutes after leaving, and you're like, no, a professional athlete is not putting this poison in their body.
Well, this was yesterday. We're recording this on Monday. This was Sunday. I still feel it.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, no, I did not.
Not good.
I didn't move a lot today.
Yeah, if you have like, you know, full-time job, you're sitting down, like it just does not. Not a good combination.
Falling
whatsoever.
Asleep at the computer because you just have no energy still from yesterday's decisions. I don't know.
Gosh,
dude. Fucking
bad.
Sundays are back. I just piece of shit.
Well, it's going to be almost like every Sunday we're going to be like, well, I'm not going to do this next Sunday. Next Sunday happens. Yes. All right. Drinking. Let's go get some pizza. Then Monday rolls around foggy. Just feel like
a
fat ass.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep. It's a cycle.
It's a repetitive cycle in the fall. But anyway, I'll go next with my boom and bust here. So my boom was going back to the Twins and Sergio Romo bringing energy to the Twins. We finally have something where we have a guy that can has the capabilities of clearing benches.
Hell yeah.
He got into the dispute with Francisco Lindor after he like hit the pop up and he's like walking towards him. Like he's already walking towards the bench even before, you know, the ball was even caught in center field, and Lindor probably said something smart. Oh, already walking off.
I think Lindor had actually pimped a home run off him earlier this year. So he was not happy about that, and getting him out, Lindor like looked at him right after he hit it, like, oh, I just missed that one, almost went yard on
Wait,
you again.
Okay, so to clarify, Lindor's the guy with the blue hair, right?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm still a little salty that the tweet didn't do better, but I tweeted a picture of his blue hair like the first game of this year, and I said, oh, glad to see that Target Field is still selling cotton candy because he has like curly blue hair.
Yep.
I don't know. I think every time I see him now.
Yeah, I mean, I would feel the same. I keep forgetting he has blue hair. Like, what the fuck?
It's
like,
just fucking
like,
random.
What are you doing, dude? Like, you're just asked to be bitched at and called out by a guy like Sergio Romo after you hit a pop up off of him. And I just love the fact that Sergio Romo's walking back, and then they start getting an altercation, benches clear. You don't see that with the Twins very often.
Sano just runs faster than he does on a single, and just like flies to get between them, so that Romo doesn't absolutely beat the shit out of him. I feel like Romo knows street fighting. You look at him and you're like, this guy knows how to like handle himself at like a bar.
Well, I was gonna say too, when we first signed him, I'm like, this guy seems like he's like super tough guy, which obviously he is like on the field, obviously, but when you talk to him off the field and in these interviews, he's just super emotional guy, super nice, like looked like he wanted her to fly. But no, he definitely has some toughness to him, and you know, seeing those tattoos, it makes sense with, you know, he's got that kind of, you know, toughness and grit to him, and
it's kind of nice to see a guy on the Twins kind of getting into altercations like that. We saw with Kansas City now a few weeks ago, and he's doing this again. And getting a little bit of that energy. That was fun. But that was the boom for the week. My bust would have to be Coach Mike Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Mike Hawk, the onside kicking coach.
I know. Poor guy.
Poor dude. No one told him that the season was canned. He must have got removed from the email chain or something with PJ Fleck.
From the distribution list.
He was down. I just saw it was posted on our social media everywhere, but he was down at the University of Minnesota. Poor guy trying to get into the stadium. And
I know. He hit his pregame ritual right on point. He showed up a little drunk to the game. And for some reason, his key card was working, and he happened to look in the stadium and noticed no one was there. He goes, well, who the fuck told me the Big Ten got canceled?
Supposed to be playing BYU today. I don't know.
So
no one told him.
Whoever does communications, internal communications at the Gophers, you got to do better. Make sure Mike Hawk is on those.
You got to make sure Mike Hawk is included on those communications.
The FBI has entered the chat.
The FBI has entered the Illuminati has entered the chat. No, Mike Hawk needs to be fully included in future communications with Gopher Communications and football. He's the onside kicking coach. I need to involve him with this team.
I understand he's intimidating. He can be a bit of a hardo.
Yeah,
but Mike Hawk deserves to have a fair shot at communications internally with the Gophers.
Yes, he has a fair shot on everything. He's part of the coaching staff. You know, Mike Hawk is a part of the coaching staff. He needs to go out there and coach some onside kicking. But I think we might have talked about Mike Hawk a little bit. But
Coach Hawk. Coach Jake, have some fucking respect,
okay? Have some respect.
He's worked really hard to get to where he is. Remember, you got to remember, his past professions are he was a strip club DJ, a fantasy baseball commissioner, and what was his third job?
It was strip. I'll look it up really quick. We posted on our social media here. It was strip. We have his full-on resume and experience and everything.
Strip club DJ. Oh, and then his strengths included weekday drinking and pull tabs.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was his resume was, you know, strip club DJ, cover band, cowbell player.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he does that on Friday nights at Cowboy Jacks in Bloomington.
Fantasy baseball commissioner, seasons coach, don't know. Yeah, strengths, weekday drinking, and pull tabs. That's what he does best, you know. Before games, he probably was at Sally's Saloon or something, pulling pull tabs, drinking a little bit, headed over to the stadium.
He didn't have one of those regular little baskets for pull tabs. He had like a fucking laundry basket.
No, he's one of those dudes. He goes all in.
He just cleaned him out.
We'll hope we see more from Coach Hawk throughout the season here.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see the Gophers come back.
We'll see the Gophers come back. We'll see. They're voting on it maybe this week, but we'll see what happens. That's future news. Hopefully that'll be optimistic and positive. But Zuch, what is your boom and bust for the week?
I just got a quick couple things. My boom this week is going to be NFL viewing audience, because everybody, you know, you go on Twitter, you're going to see everyone talking about how they're never going to watch football again. Yeah, I've been a fan since 1988, but with all this shit that's going on, I'm not watching anymore. Well, they just released like the viewing audience for like the afternoon games yesterday. It was the most ever in any week one in the history of the NFL, so clearly people are still watching.
That's what happens when you try to protest protest.
Nice job, guys. Your protest went very far there.
People aren't going to give a shit either way, because they're like, well, I've been in quarantine without sports, and now people are just really in a mode to like, I need something to watch.
If
you're going to get triggered about protesting and you're not going to watch the game, you are, in fact, protesting.
Yeah, so there you go.
Protestception.
So
good job.
Good job, NFL viewing audience.
You made a difference.
Yeah. And my bust this week goes out to Skip Bayless, because that guy is taking football a little too serious. This is, you know, there's mental health issues everywhere, and you got this guy, you know, during Suicide Awareness Month.
Yeah, good timing there,
talking,
Skip.
Basically telling a guy, you shouldn't care that your own brother died, and you should just get out there and play football. So good job, Skip. You're a real piece of shit.
Yep.
That's my bust of the week.
That literally made no sense to me. When I heard he said that,
acting like an 8-year-old kid that's watching his favorite team. I'm like, dude, he's a football.
We're a moron. We're talking about the same guy who if LeBron and the Lakers win, he blames the fact that someone on the other team sat out that got like 5 minutes of playing time the week before.
Skip Bayless is
nice, cool opinion, bro.
That guy is not worth any opinions.
Very articulate, sir. Thank you so much for that wonderful changing.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
You really added a lot.
Yeah. Really added a lot out there, dude. Well, burning question. This is our final segment of this episode. Burning question. I think, what was it that we were going to ask? We were going to ask which NFL team will get COVID first, if it's going to happen, which it probably will happen.
Yep. My guess was Miami because they're letting in a lot of fans. Let's look at their history in hindsight. They had like
the Marlins.
They had like They had strippers at like their tailgates, so you can imagine.
Oh yeah.
And then you have Ryan Fitzpatrick there, who's doing all the fucking.
Yeah.
You have the bubble there, which is just not necessarily in Miami, but you have the bubble, which is just an absolute slut fest. Yep. You have NBA guys boning the women who are administering the COVID tests. The bubble is literally a sex zone, dude. Get the cameras.
It is
get Dirty Randy, Seth Rogen in there to film some of it.
It is fucked.
Guys are going live on Instagram banging maids. I mean, the fact that they're even in the same state as that bubble means that somehow COVID's gonna happen in there. I don't know who. I just hope it's not Fitzpatrick because I need to see him throw 4 picks and 4 TDs in like 2 weeks. It's always his
best. You need to at least keep him healthy. But I think if there could be another team to do it, it would be probably like New York Jets. It'd probably be started by Sam Darnold because he'd be just going out and making out with a lot of women he got mono like last year, and he'd be the one that just gets
started seeing ghosts. Yeah, mono, start seeing ghosts.
It's like it's like that movie where the Kevin Bacon's like the ghost, and he's like making out with that chick. That's like Sam Darnold making out with the ghost women.
God, that I still can't get over that. He said he was seeing ghosts in an NFL football game. It's like, bro, what? He couldn't come up with a better excuse. He's like, I was seeing ghosts out there, man. I don't know what to tell you.
That just makes literally no sense.
At least Jameis is saying he was seeing people. They weren't on the right team, but at least he was seeing individuals that were alive and
they were a little blurry.
Human.
But they were actual human beings. They were real people.
It was funny. Jameis was watching that game yesterday from the other side with the Saints, like, hey, I can throw the ball to our defenders, you know? It's like he's like, what the hell's going on here, Tom? I mean, like, that could have been just
Tom,
as good.
I know how this offense works. Trust me.
He's like,
you're doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
You're not doing it right. You're supposed to throw the guy with a different colored jersey, and then we'll go from there.
God, he had LASIK, and he's still squinting. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Didn't you should have the best optometrist in the country, and you're still squinting.
That picture is so funny.
God, he's looking at the scoreboard like Bubba looks at the TV that's 10 feet away.
It's bad. Well, Jameis didn't play a down or play a snap yesterday, did he?
No, because you have Taysom Hill that plays 10 different positions.
So who plays pretty much every position on the field. So you don't even need to put him out there. I'm curious to see when we get. Well, I don't know if we'll even see it this season. As Breeze is healthy, but
Jameis Squinston.
No longer
famous Jameis.
Well, they call him famous Jameis, but it's Jameis Squinston. I'd rather go with that. Yeah, because I think that's funny. It's going to be, a question if his LASIK is actually going to help him do better. I know that was your conspiracy. It was like, he's going to get LASIK and be better. We still don't know, but he's still squinting at the screen, so who knows? That's definitely not promising.
I told John Krasinski from The Athletic that Jameis was going to have LASIK and be a top 10 QB, and I know he was just trying to be nice, but he's like, oh, that's a possible theory. In his head, he's like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
In his head, he's like, he's not even the starting quarterback on his team.
Yeah.
He's technically third string.
That was like a Kyle Rowell quality take there.
Yeah, no, but if you didn't see Andy double down on that take, Andy actually, when we traded for Nick Bjugstad, he was like, I can't wait to see that Rowell and Bjugstad connection.
He can't wait to see videos of those two in the showers together.
I was like, when is Rowell going to be playing on the same line as Nick Bjugstad? But okay, sure.
Dude, it's
Kyle Rowell won't see ice.
Nick Bjugstad will be playing far more than Kyle Rowell does with the Wild.
Right.
But yeah, that's just. That's
and I like Kyle Rowell, and he's making me like a Kyle Rowell sound like a Kyle Rowell hater.
Yeah, doesn't that suck?
That's what Andy does to you, though. It's this bullshit like that.
Him and Bubba just ridiculous sports takes that are just like, dude, you can't actually think.
Bubba
that.
Flips on shit so much, forth, it's bad.
It's like 10 different people disagreeing with themselves.
He's like talking with himself on Twitter. He's having a conversation like multiple personalities disorder. If you hung out with him, you'd be like, wow, this is actually valid. He probably does have like multiple personality disorder or something. He's literally just having conversations with himself, going freaking crazy, having these weird-ass episodes.
He's in the corner of the room like, motherfucking shit.
But, no, you literally will be talking, laughing.
Up? He's like, oh, nothing.
Yeah, no, but stuff like that. He'd be laughing about something, and he'd be like, I fucking hate my life. Like, you're just laughing. What are you talking about?
Someone talks, and he goes, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just shut up.
And we used to do the eating competitions in here. I'd come in here every day. I'd look at Bubba. Stressful. I'd be like, hey. We gonna get this dub today? And he'd be like, I don't fucking know, dude. And he'd just get mad that I even asked him a question.
And then I'd ask him, he's like, of course I'm gonna win.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't win, gets into a dilemma with his tasers, and still hasn't been tased, still needs to do that. But
That he'll just get so pissed off. You tweet anything about him or like, I put that failure or whatever meme on Twitter.
Yeah.
But you're a failure.
He's like, that, I fucking failure. Quit. You guys are just dicks. You guys are so fucking, you guys are assholes.
Like, we just point out the obvious, the truth that he lost, and then he gets pissed. Yeah. It makes no sense.
Correct.
We just go into so many, we've hit on this so much with Bubba, it's just ridiculous. It's pathetic. But that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there.
Oh, the team I think that's going to get COVID first.
Oh, no.
You both like to. I was thinking New York and I was thinking Miami. So I'm just going to double down. Yeah, I'm going to double down. I'm just going to go out to California. We're going to go out there.
Okay, that's also a good guess.
One of the.
Might as well hit
they
the,
got two or three
the big hubs. They have two. They have the Chargers. Yeah, Chargers and the
Rams.
Fucking Rams, dude.
Yeah,
the
they
Rams
have so many damn
beautiful
sports
stadium.
Teams
God,
out there.
That stadium
dude.
Is sick as hell, dude.
It's a beautiful
so
stadium.
$5 billion.
Five
have we
billion.
Seen, did they play
billion.
A home game in Las Vegas yet? Was that a home game yesterday for them?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
No, it wasn't.
No.
No.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I can't
stadium.
Wait to
looks
see
like,
it.
Looks like the Death Star or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we keep going with the Death Star. That's gonna be sick. Yeah,
I didn't actually see that stadium. So
the Rams stadium fans. Looks like a spaceship, too.
Yep.
It's fucking sweet.
They all
like
look like
Atlanta
they
UFO.
All look like the Vice
it's,
Stadium,
it's
though.
It's
if you look at all the new ones, they're all going with the same.
Yeah, that new modern design.
We copied Dallas.
Then you got Lucas Oil that looks like a fucking warehouse on the outside.
Oh no!
I feel left out now.
Arlington, the stadium they built for the Rangers looks like a fucking sheet
that's
metal
true.
Warehouse.
Yeah,
dude. They look like they're a bunch
inside.
Of tenors that work in there.
Yeah, they paid like $182 for that stadium.
It's funny because they told their fans if they had like the picture what it was going to look like, and then they had the picture what it actually was. You're like, whoa!
No,
they completely finessed
like,
them.
Whoa! I hired a really bad contractor.
Yeah, a really bad architect.
I better use HomeAdvisor.
I better use HomeAdvisor. Don't be a Texas Ranger fan. Don't buy into this shit.
Russell Wilson.
But anyway, I think that's enough for an episode of the mini rundown. Yeah, you guys have any final thoughts on anything else? Anything
I have Vikings winning 31-24 this week.
31-24. Okay.
Over the Colts.
I have the Colts winning 62-3. So
62-3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay.
I'm gonna say Dan Bailey's gonna miss three field goals, but he's gonna hit that 20-yarder on the double doink.
Oh well. What was
I,
that?
Actually, I was gonna wear my Phillip Rivers jersey that I overpaid for in here.
Yeah, you should have because you need to get your money's worth.
I'm wearing the Colts hat. You can't see it's a black hat, blue logo.
But it's still a Colts hat in the end, so it's all good.
Questionable black logo they used on there.
Well, hey,
a white. Aren't their logos white? Or no, they're blue. I guess.
May
blue,
the
still a
may
white
the better team be less disappointed next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, no,
that's
for
all I
sure.
Say. That's all I
it
gotta say.
It should be very balanced because both teams had disappointing weeks.
Game.
Both teams just really shit the bed yesterday,
and both teams are gonna be hungry for a win based on their
some really horrible defense on both sides.
We do have Phillip Rivers' number though.
Pick
typically
the over.
We play him. So,
oh, that's true.
Philly Rivers, we got
I mean,
Xavier Rhodes on the target. So
destroyed that man last year.
He's gonna. That helmet's coming off in the first 5 minutes of the game. First fucking possession.
That just
overthrows a 10-yard pass.
Oh, dude. Funniest thing is Colts Twitter is actually awesome. I just discovered it yesterday. After that first pick, everyone's just tweeting pictures of Trevor Lawrence.
Just low-key in the first game.
There's nothing else, just Trevor Lawrence, so I did it. I just like him just like throwing the football and no caption.
Yeah, that's all you got
to
do.
Everyone's like,
all
right, our plan to tank for Lawrence is working out well.
Right away, game one, let's do it.
Yeah.
Nope, let's do it now. That's our plan.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's going to be a close game. I don't even know what I can't even give a score prediction. I would just, if anything, I'm a Vikings guy. I think it would be like 24-21 or something.
All I'm
either
saying
way.
Is if you're a gambler, pick the over, because I'd say both of our defenses are pretty bad.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
But
well,
knowing that, like, logic, you go by logic. You're like, oh, they're not going to score many, you know, points today. And then it'll be like a 10-3 match.
Oh, yeah,
just,
or
like
8-7.
Right.
Yeah,
the score was 8-7 at the Vikings game at one point.
You could totally see
it.
We were like,
oh, I didn't realize I was watching the Twins today.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that was right when it was 8-7. That was just a pathetic score. I'm like, this is just stupid. But who knows? I could easily see this being a low scoring game. It wouldn't surprise me based on the Vikings scoring 34. Oh, they're going to come in there and they're going to score a lot of points, and they only score 10. It's Minnesota. We'll see. It'll be a balanced game. But I think, I think that that'll pretty much wrap up another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. Guys, make sure to check us out on all our social media. You know, keep up with us during Vikings games as well. We try to put out some great memes and good shit like that. You know, that's at 10ktakesmn. Also, we'll put some content out on our Instagram at 10ktakes, and then follow us on Facebook at 10,000takes. YouTube, look up any of our feature videos on there to search 10,000takes as well. Go to our website, 10k-takes.com as well. For all you watching, thank you so much. I am JJ, Journalist Jake, joined by Boss Man today and Zooch. Have a good week, ladies and gentlemen.
See you later.